Okay, where did you go? So we were holding here in the Siva Isha, and we saw last time the first piece, well, Tigel HaHashem Ibenoscha, Chadal, and so on. The point of it was that every single chelik of kinyanim are a very, very important part of the Bria, and a person's she'ifa for kinyanim is chashev, it's important, and the fact that a person has some sort of the person has a she'ifa to acquire and to attain is very positive, but on the other hand, the person has to have a sense of what is his chelek. In other words, it's not the pshat that he b'koychoi gets whatever he feels like getting, but it's the other way around. There's a chelek for him, and that is in him, for him, and it's his job to bring it out and to sort of acquire that which is his and meant to be for his. And he said it's true both on the level of Ashiras, and it's true on the level of Chachman bin of Ibenasa Chadal. That's the points that the Maral's making. I want to try a little bit to understand a bit of the Inyanim Shakti on the Yema. If you take a look, so of all the bad things about Amalek and Haman and so on, there's something very, very fascinating about the Megillah, about a certain Nekud of Haman. Haman's central point, we don't even have the sinner for Klal Yisrael. It really, really comes about. I mean, when it says in the pasuk that Kol Zein Ena Shavali, that all of whatever I have, he came home from the Suda with Esther in tremendous simcha, and he told his wife that Kol Zein Ena Shavali whenever I see Mordechai Yehudi. And it's fascinating. So that means that there's some of the problem of Amalek lies in terms of, or not some problems, in a certain sense, this was the point that really led up to it. This is the high point of the Megillah. At this point is when he decides to hang Mordechai, and it's at this point that he decides to, and this is where his own downfall happens. So, Valkarchot is the Nekuda of Amalek, or one of the Nekudas of Amalek, is this Nekuda of Kolzen and Ashavali, that even though he had everything, and there's nothing but the Melech in him, it's worthless without the, as long as there's something that's the exception. There's an interesting word that he uses that is significant. It says it's Roiv Banav, in that same pasuk where he went home and he told his wife how wonderful life is and everything like that. So the pasuk uses over there the term of Roiv Banav, that he had many children. Chazal Darshan exactly how many he had, and so on. But the word Roiv plays on another word. It says Vaisav Muhammad is Kvayd Ashroi, the Roiv Banav, Vaiskala Shagidla Melech, and so on. The Gemara, the Chazal say that the difference between Yaakov and Esav lies in the fact that Esav said Yeshli Rov, Yaakov said Yeshli Kol. The Yeshli Rov that Esav told Yaakov was Hori, like somebody who says I have many, many chasim. Yaakov's was more modest. Now, it's a little strange because for us, the word kol is a lot more inclusive than the word rov. If I ask somebody, do you have, I don't know, if somebody's collecting stamps, and I ask them, how many stamps do you have? The person says, I have many stamps, or a lot of stamps. That's not quite as good as having all the stamps, or all the coins, or whatever it is. So, where Chazal see in Rav and Kol that distinction? Chazal pointed out that Rav is as if it's a derech of haughtiness, and so on. So I want to talk about this nekuda, because I think in a certain sense this nekuda is very, very significant nekuda. The point of when we talk about the emuna expressing itself in the morals of a person, it's going to be in this nekuda. If a person has the person is in this world to do and to accomplish. So that's there no matter what. The question is, and therefore, for instance, in the question of Hishtadlus versus Bitochen, Hishtadlus is certainly the most appropriate thing, because a person is supposed to do things in this world. On a lower darga, it's law of the Lashamra of the physical world. On a higher darga, it's Torah and Mitzvahs, Meis and Tovim. But a person is always in charge of. When a person was born, when a person was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu charged him with Dua Aretz and Kivshua and so on, and everything like that. The difference is in where the Mahalach is. Let's take another Inyan, and I think it'll be easy to understand it. The Maral says, in our Chodesh, he speaks about Ve'yayim HaShvi. You can tell you live in Melech, and that's when he started bringing out Vashti and so on and so forth. So the Maral asks, what is the point of having, why is it B'yoyim HaShvi to B'yoyim, and what's the emphasis of Yom HaShvi? I mean, it's one of the days. There was one big blur of partying. So Maral says that it's B'davka. He says The word shvi comes the word sheva is of the same, it's the same letters as savea. The different lies in it, without the kudus you couldn't tell the difference. So sheva and savea are the same, and he says it's Shabbos Yom HaShvi, that should be, that's when things come to a certain ashlama. He makes it, he explains it's parallel to, just like when you have a cube, you have all the sides, and so you have six sides to a cube, and the point in the middle, the Nekuda Shvi'is, is that which creates, which finishes it, creates that Shlama, and that is it, and B'meila, it's Saveya because it's Shalik. So first let's explain the muscle that gives in the cube, and then we'll be able to work it out over here. What do we mean when we say a cube has six sides that we're all very aware of, and the middle point? Well, what does the middle point mean? So the answer is, if a person were to take the six sides of a cube, imagine you have a hollow cube, and you take all the six sides, and you pile them one on top of the other. So if you have a stack of square woods, those square woods would not be a cube, because a cube lies in the arrangement. So what makes a cube into a cube is the sides and a point in the middle that gives direction all the sides. Your job is to be on the right side, your job is to be on the left side, your job is to be on top, your job is to be on the bottom. The midpoint is sort of the point that defines and describes all the sides, and thereby gives a structure to the entire thing. If a person has let's say a person has, you ever see a kid playing with Lego pieces. And the kid's not particularly, you know, good or whatever, so he takes the pieces and he keeps snapping one into the other, and another one, another one, another one, and he's got tons of pieces snapped together. So he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have an item because all the pieces don't have any shares to each other. There's nothing that is, there's no one particular point that is bringing all the parts together. So the most when I have a car, so I have an assembly line and I have all the pieces I need. And now I say, okay, I'm going to build a vehicle to transport people. So for that, I'm going to need an engine to provide power. I'm going to need a transmission to take the power and channel it in the right way to wheels. I need seats for the people. I need a roof over their head, etc., etc. So the Nekuda Shavias, the so-called seventh Nekuda, is really the point of it all that gives meaning to it. So Lomarshall, the kid is playing Lego. The point at which he stops playing Lego is either when his mother tells him, Yankee, it's time to wash off for supper, or we have to get going, or whatever it is, or when he runs out of Lego pieces. There's no other end to that game, because if there's no tachlis, there can't be an end to it. A person who's trying to build a house out of Lego pieces, or a ship, or whatever it is, there's a very clear moment when it's over. As soon as he's got a house finished, as soon as he has the ship finished, whatever it is, it's over. There's no more, he's finished. So Svia is something which is, Svia is a predefined point of Tachlis. So a person, if the Tachlis is X, once I have that, I've reached the Tachlis. The Maral explains it. That's the difference between Kli Yisrael and Kli Yisrael. Is he brings the Chazal over there? It says that Bayim Ashvi Ketuv Noach Leon Opiyoyin. So he says the Chazal say over there the difference between Goyim and Yidden are that Yidden when they eat and they drink on Shabbos and so on, then they say Shiras and Sishbachos Takarish Baruch Hu, Meshabech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. When Goyim, when Umas Olam eat and drink and party, then they speak the Vetiflus. So they started. He said as soon as they finished eating and drinking, they started discussing a parsim pretty and Mada is prettier. And the Achashverosh said that his wife is who's above him, and so on. The pshatnir is that the tachlis. Achila and Shtia. If there's a prior tachlis to it, then Svia is the point of ending. So the marshal, let's say I needed X or Y or Z. When I get it, it's finished, and now I can be meshabeach on it because I have what I need, and I want to thank you for it. If on the other hand I have no sphere and I'm just out, so let's say I charge my products whatever I can get instead of whatever I need to cover my cost plus, so then there's no final price. Whatever the market will bear is going to be the final price. If I'm doing something just for labor and for supplies and labor, then it has a very clear finish to it. So Klal Yisrael, when they sit on Shabbos, they eat and they drink. When they're finished, now they're able to give shiras and shpachas to it, because the eating and drinking had a matara to it. Umas Olam, when the savea from Taivis, it's a tragedy, because now I don't have a Taiv anymore. So they will megara new Taiv. So they finish eating, finish drinking, and they began to discussing which nashim are better, and one thing that nothing to Vashti. That's what Imral explains over there, the lashon of Shiva and what's the Bayir Mashvi. So the that decision of whether it's enough or not enough, you know, is actually decided beforehand. If a person's attitude is that I'm filling up the tank now, so I have a clear decision of how big that tank is. I have a clear evaluation of that, and that's what I'm asking for. For the person who doesn't come to this world with any set of tachlis to it, so then the final product is going to be a there's not going to be a final product. So now, if I've eaten and if I've eaten and drank so much, I can't eat and drink anymore. I have to move on to the next taiva. I need to tease a new taiva because that's what it's there for. It wasn't there with a goal and so on and so forth. So the difference between Haman and versus Klal Yisrael, was Haman was someone that the Chol Zeinu Shavu Li is the exactly his metzias. As long as there's something that could be conquered, it needs to be conquered, or else nothing else is happy. He's not happy with anything else. For someone who has taivas achila, so the fact that I enjoyed, so I was sitting for an hour and eating tremendous stuff, fantastic. But when I stopped eating, the fact that I did spend an hour is not giving me anything. It's never ever what I already have, because what I already have doesn't give me anything. For the person who had a tachlis, so there's a meal, there's a svia, so if I can't, I ate a good meal, I feel full, I'll be able to go on it for the next 10 hours. But if I don't have that, then I don't have any point of saying that it's good. The V'chol Zeinu Shavu Li is really, really a statement of where it's of the metzias of someone that there is no a priori sense of this is my chelik. I got my chelik. There's no such thing as having chelik because it's whatever I do, whatever I create, whatever I build. It's very, very interesting. The Arizal says, you know, he says in the Megillah there are a few Seamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hidden. Obviously, the Megillah has no open Seamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there are a few hidden ones. One of them is the Chol Ze Einenu Shavu Li is Soif Tevis Havaya VeHipuch. In other words, the end letters of Ze Einenu Shavu Li is Yud K Vav K in reverse. Now, the klal is that, I mean, there is Seamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however their merumas are very significant. It's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Behipuch. In other words, when you have a Remez HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Behipuch. Hello? Hi, are we on?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I just heard some sort of noise. Okay, whenever you have a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Behipuch, it says it's Midas Adin, which means that it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Hei Vav Hei is Midas Rachmim. It's on the one hand, it's a shame that's koil everything. It's the main name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the most kolistic name. But as such, it's seen as a Shem of Rachmim, Hashem Hashem Kerachum Bechanan, Hashem Yashar Lifeach, Hadach Achet. So there's a sense of Rachmim to it. It's a Shem of Rachmim as opposed to Lakim. When it's Behipuch, anytime something's Behipuch, it's Midas Adin. Let's just explain, I guess, in a way that makes sense to us, that why this is Midas Adin, so Rachmim. The names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Seder HaDvarim, is something which tells me where, what is going from where to where. In other words, the letters Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey represent Hashbos, spheres that are coming from top to bottom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Mashpia to the world, as the Mahave of the world, is sending down things from above downwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia. It starts with the point of Yud and ends in the last Hey, which is the Hashpah that's on us in the whole world. The that process is Rachamim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mashpia is a Merachem. That's fairly identical. When it's Behipuch, it's Minas Hadin, because it means I am trying to justify my own existence. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me existence, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Hei Vav Hei, is Mashpia Havaya onto the world, is Mashpia existence on the world, so that means we're getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't earn our existence, we work hard for it, but in the Shoresh it's coming. When I'm doing it the other way, I'm the one who's creating my own reality, which means that I need to justify it at a safe. That's the ultimate Midas Adin, and nobody can be omit that Midas Adin. So in Kol Zeh Neinu Shavali is Havaya Behipuch in the Seif Tevis, because that was that Metzias. For the person who he is what he acquires, it's not that the person acquires what he is, but he is what he acquires. So what's the point? Nothing else is going to be any is going to give me any shleimus. Nothing else is going to do it for me. I do it myself. Whatever I didn't do, I didn't do. If I start off with the premise that there is something shomer for me, there's something for me there, then I have a point to svia, and then when I have it, I have everything I want, and everything I need. That is in a shorish. Well, first of all, in it's very interesting. Chazal describe Paras. Paras is nimshal to a doiv in Tanakh. The Malchus in the Cholom of Daniel. Paras was nimshal to a doiv. So Chazal say over here that the reason why it's nimshal to a doiv is because the parasim, it says a doimet to a doiv. They are oichel kedoiv, shoysen kedoiv, symbolim osik kedoiv, very heavy and fat and eat, those are all things. But it also says that the elam menucha kedoiv, they're restless. A bear is restless. I'm not very close. Knowledge of bears, but a bear is a restless animal, and the reason for it is because it doesn't have, it's not satisfied. Restlessness is something which means it's unsatisfied. The Lashon of the Pasuk is that the Doiv says we should eat kum ochli basa sagi. Let's eat lots of meat. That's sort of the animal of a Doiv. It's something which the Lashon of the Pasuk is baruch heva ochli tinyan adam l'doiv. I saw a second animal like a dove. Skipping a few words. V'chein amrin le kumi achuli besar sagi. And a voice says, go eat lots and lots of meat. It's restless. And it knows no svia, and therefore it can't have any menucha. The Shabbos is menucha because it's the point of svia. something which has no sphere, something which doesn't set the chatchila up any goal for it, doesn't have any can't have any sphere. The that's the difference between Esav and Yaakov. Esav, it says Yeshli Rov. Rov means more than. By definition, when I'm using the word rov, I'm using. If I ask you, do you have bread at home? And you say, oh, I have lots and lots of bread. So what I mean to say, lots and lots of bread, I mean to say basically, I have more than I need. That's the feel of the word. If you ask me, do you have bread, and I say I have a little bread, the sense of it is that it's not quite enough. It's not a lot. Rov means more than. Yaakov says Yesh li kol. It means he has everything, meaning both directions. It's shaykh, there should be in everything. It's like saying I have what I need, not more, not less, because since Yaakov comes with a pre-sense of having a tachlis, so everything that he has is now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give anything merik. We don't have any kochos that are extra. We have to use everything we have, and we don't need more than we have. The stopkus b'muad part is in both directions. If I have something, whether it's assets, talents, time, or anything, there's nothing laying around extra, because this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up. It's only something that I need to use in some way, I need to figure out how to use it. So the word rov has no makom in the world of Yaakov. The world of Esav, it's all about rov. Esav never has koil, because koil implies that there's a certain sphere, and Esav doesn't have that. So we have, it's interesting also, if you think about it, Chazal say that a mashal, why the Bechor really belonged to Yaakov, not Esav. Even though Esav was not only the first, but was the first to come out. So they give a mashal that it's like when you put two stones into a shofaris, into a pipe, the one that you put in first will come out last. If you put it backwards. In other words, if you have a closed pipe, a pipe that's open on one side, when you put in pebbles or whatever it is, the last one will be the first one out. So here also, Yaakov was killed at the beginning of the Zriya, and Esav was second. So what's the pshat? What's this? So there's like two mahalchim here, two ways of understanding which and what. So the one who came in first means that mitzad the destiny, mitzad the machshava shabai, mitzad the intention, he was there first. Mitzad the bepoal, the second one is there first. And the difference whether or not Esav is only what you made of yourself. So if I came out first, I made myself. And that's what came out first. On the other hand, the Yaakov's mahalach is, was I meant to be a Bechor? Was I not meant to be a Bechor? If I was not meant to be a Bechor, then Bechor is not for me. If I was meant to be a Bechor, then Bechor is for me. Goal, destiny, is always a product of das, rather than a product of maisa. That the das is what sets the goal, and then the maisa fulfills it. So Yaakov lives with a sense of there's some pre-built in tachlis, which my efforts are there to bring out that tachlis, to develop the tachlis, and so on. Esav senses you are what you make and what you are. There is no predestined tachlis. It's all kavanas. It's all asiya. Esav is lashon asiya, and so on. So that was brought to a peak in Haman and the whole setting of the Megillah. It was the metzias of somebody who totally has no his life comes without a sense that it's Mei Hashem, without any sense that it's coming from someplace, without b'meila any tachas, b'meila there could be no svia, and therefore the entire the ra of Esav in a certain sense lies in this pasuk Chozer and Shavuli, because it goes beyond anything particular Klal Yisrael they wanted. The oimek is Klal Yisrael is not under Mordech Haman's domination, and he's not Yichav Yishtachvelov, because not only because Klal Yisrael is not under his domination, but Klal Yisrael be'etzem mitzias is a proclamation that a person can't attain more than was granted for him. It's not only personally that Mordechai is not bound to Haman, it's that Haman can't get that which is not for him. It's very interesting. There's the other half of the pasuk about the bina going bibinascha chadal, that person shouldn't look for understanding where he's not given. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the smichas apashis in Beshalach with Vayavai Amalek is that it says right before that it says he said Ayesha Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin, and miyad Vayavai Amalek. So the Zohar HaKadosh says Ayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. Im ayin is they were looking at a place. In other words, there's a certain bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is totally outside the pale of our understanding. And that's why it's called ayin, non-existent. Because if I were to tell you there exists something which cannot be seen, heard, touched, felt, observed in any way whatsoever, then you would reply to me, well, basically you're saying it doesn't exist. I mean, it doesn't. It's meaningless. They were questioning.
Sorry, Rabbi Lapiansky, yes. Doesn't ayin mean very, very, very hidden?
Well,
that the lotion of the ayin. I think there's a pasuk like that. Gimze Amelech. It's ayin's very, very hidden.
Well, ayin means where. It's a question. Ayek, where is, and im ayin means. Or is he not? Bikirbeinu means is he very much part of us? Im ayin is he not? Because they didn't ask if there's God or no God. They said is he bikirbeinu, is he ayin? So the Zohar says they were looking at a place that there's not even a makom shayil over there. In other words, the things that are lefanim, la'achar, whatever it is, the shorish that is past any shayil with Adam. And b'meila wants it so that vayavai amalek. So it's interesting that in the level of das alukim, there's also boundaries, like we spoke last time. And it was when they, so a person is supposed to try most hard to understand everything that was given to be understood, and to not try to understand those things that he wasn't given to understand, and he won't be able to, actually. So when Klal Yisrael erred for whatever reason in that way, that they tried to obtain the chelik of Bina, they weren't misstopic with the das of the person and what he's supposed to know, but they tried to push beyond it. Then, let's take this example of das also, see a parallel to it. The attitude of a Fruma Yid, of a Erlich Yid, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous amount of das libriya, and we are mechuyev to try to understand everything in the briya, being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhag and hashgacha and so on. Whatever is given to understand, we're mechuyev to understand it. But there's a clear circle within which we can understand and will understand. That's what we're supposed to understand. A secular scientist, a secular person, says he postulates there is nothing outside of the brains, there's nothing outside of the human mind, and that becomes a problematic. That's so both of them are oiv chachma, both of them want to learn and understand and know. The person who's a maimon in a real way wants to learn and understand and know what it is that he's supposed to know, what is it that was given to him to know, whereas the other one is trying to push out to a place that doesn't belong, because that's where he'll feel that, you know, he's the miuchas, you know, I'm not going to content myself with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doled out. It's the same type of problem of someone who's not the stopping b'mur. It's the same idea. It's in das, it's in seichel, but it's the same point. Like upon him. So in the very shayrish of setting up somebody who is toiva ra, this midah is a very significant midah. It maps out what is the person going to be, how will he relate to the most important thing that he does, which is acquire kinyanim. Everything, we're talking about every level. There's kinyan of kanises ishti, there's kinyanim of metaltalim, of nechassim, there's kinyanim of being kinya taira. There's all, everything in the world that a person acquires is a kinyan. And the question is, what is his istaklus on it? How does he view it? Is it the pshat that whatever he acquires makes him what he is, and whatever he acquires is going to be, that's the judge of the person? Or is acquiring the process of giving yourself in the kudos that you're meant to have, to bring out all the kudos? But then there's a very clear matzav of sviya. There's a clear matzav a person can say, this is the boundary. Further than this is not, you know, I can't go, whether whatever level it is, and further than that, not meant for me. But there's also the side, whatever I do have, I need to use it to its fullest, because that's what it's there for. Things that I make myself, so I can, you know, choose to take it or leave it, and it's my business. But if it's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's given with a tachlis, and therefore. And right, on the other hand, we have the simcha of svia that Umas Olam don't have. Umas Olam are a doiv that's always growling. He doesn't know menucha, because when's menucha going to come? He's never attained it. He doesn't have menucha because there's no reason he could say that. It's, you know, that he's finished. Finished what? There's a vard, I'll finish off, there's a chassidish vard I saw from somebody who was a very, very, Adam, God love him, his name was Ephol Moshe Luria. He wrote humongous series of sforim called Beis Genoza. He was a Yerushalmi. He passed away about 3-4 years ago. It was in his early 70s. He was a Yerushalmi, tremendous Talmud Chacham, tremendous Mekubal, and somewhat of a Chassan of a Chassid. But he asked a shayla. It says, Vayetze homo yomahu sameach v'toiv leiv. He came out of the party sameach v'toiv leiv. And then it says, Grace homo smarcha yishu v'sha melech lekom lezamenu v'ilal homo morcha chayimu. I mean, it sounds like the first time that he was happy. Like, he had everything until now. So what was the point of what did he get this time? He was the king's assistant. He had all the gold and the glory and everything else. So what's the point over here? Why was he Sameach V'toiv Leiv for the first time? He says the word itself is a drop chassidish, but he said, but the teichen is it brings it out well. He said, anything that comes from the sitra achra, anything that comes from ra, one of its great hallmarks is it has no simcha to live of. It's never happy, never content, because what's going to make it happy? It's going to make content. He said, so everything he had until now could never have made him happy. He said this is the first time he ate from the Suda of a Tzaddik. So he absorbed some of the mitzvahs of Kedusha, and for the first time in his life he felt Simcha. But then was immediately shunted away with the Shava, with Chazer Shava. But the word I really like, in other words, this was the first time he had Simcha, was when he was with Esther, because mitzad ra doesn't know any simcha. It does know no sviya. It does no menucha. It doesn't have any of these things. Okay, we should be zeicher to simcha, to simcha that we have of sviya, of shleimus, and so on. Any questions? Okay, a frail
question. Just one quick question, sure. But you see, the Torah relates to Peter Rechem as when it comes out.
So the
Torah
Maral
itself relates to it then.
So the Maral says, it's interesting. The Maral says there's two. First Maral says when it's later, when it's totally in the mother, the mother's later is the mother's bechayre. The mother's later is the physical later. When it comes to the father, then it's the Zriya, because the father doesn't have later, so it's Mikra the Zriya. The Matonis to Esav and Yaakov were coming from their father, not from their mother. Klal Yisrael, once Klal Yisrael is Kaddish, then the Kedushas Yisrael comes from the Recha, and that's Takatoy the Recha. The Kedusha of before that, it was the others that gave up the Kedusha, and Mela, the prayer should have been totally in the Av. We don't have, I guess it is totally, in Klal Yisrael, once we have Kedusha, it's Klal Yisrael, and Mela, it's totally coming to the Befoil. But in the bringing the Bechayra into Klal Yisrael, that was totally mitzad the Av, not mitzadeim, and the Mela, it was totally mitzad the intention. Okay, a Freilich and Purim.
Freilich and Purim, Yishem Koyach.